Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Of the American Redoubt and the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host, and my name is your name too. If you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot in the fight to preserve our heritage and spread truth on the lies, hopefully to encourage others and inspire you and motivate you to action in the fight to preserve our liberty and our heritage, well, if that's you, my name is your name too. Thank you for tuning in today here on KTW across the Spokane area and the greater Spokane area, Eastern Washington, North Idaho, and those of us the very near and dear to our hearts in occupied territory outside the wire, the patriots that are outside of the American Redoubt. I want to welcome you guys and thank you for tuning in and remind you that you are not alone. We're going to talk about the American Redoubt today, and there are some people that just do not like it. Of course, they're the kind of people that we don't care if they like it or not, and they're the reason, the impetus for the American Redoubt. So do we care what they think anyway? No. Except sometimes they spew lies, and those lies could suck in some of the unsuspecting, influence people who might not know the difference. So we're going to counter those lies and hopefully encourage you as well. I want to make an announcement first. The Jordan Page concert, if you didn't catch this last week or you haven't followed it, seen it on Facebook, the Jordan Page concert tomorrow night is postponed. There will be no Jordan Page concert tomorrow night in the Spokane Valley at La Bella V. No Jordan Page concert. Make sure you spread the word. Call your friends. Put it up on Facebook. It is posted on Radio Free Redoubt's site, radiofreeredoubt.com, and, of course, our Facebook page as well. But apparently there's some folks that are still not getting the word, so please help spread the word. Help us out there with that. Jordan Page concert is going to be postponed until sometime in March. We're looking at tentatively the 24th of March, but we're not sure on that yet. We will definitely let you know. So keep checking back on radiofreeredoubt.com and our Facebook page as well. And, of course, the Jordan Page concert page and many others in the Patriot chats and pages throughout the American Redoubt that you guys follow. I want to just remind you that the concert is postponed. So tell others to your left, to your right, so nobody shows up there. I feel really bad about that. But there are some logistical things that came up that Jordan just said, you know, I just feel way more comfortable if we're just not ready for it. There's too much to get together. Couldn't come together in time. So I said, all right, no problem, brother. We got your back. Not a problem. Okay, so in this segment, I'm going to talk about, in particular, a article that came out and a response by a patriot to that. This segment is brought to you by Works LLC. That's Works Custom Holsters. Works Holsters, Works LLC is based in the American Redoubt. A lifetime guarantee on all their products. Go to works.com. That's with a Z, W-E-R-K-Z.com. Whoa, we got, oh man, the rain. The rain is just washing away the snow so fast. And next week in February, we're looking at 56 degrees for like 3 days in a row, mostly sunny. It's just incredible. It's outdoor weather, hiking, motorcycling. I don't care what it's, start the early spring cleanup, whatever you need to do outside, get outside. Just amazing. We've had a pretty mild winter. We're supposed to still have 6 more weeks of winter. Apparently, the groundhog saw his shadow. So that allegedly means 6 more weeks of winter, but we'll take this reprieve while we've got it. I'm so stoked about that. Okay, so I want to get into this article. It was an article that was posted at Charles Carroll Society, but it's in response to a hit piece on anything that stands for conservative patriotism and so on. This guy named Sean Vestal, he's written several leftist anti-conservative pieces, anti-Christian pieces, pretty much any, you'd think that this guy's on the payroll for the SPLC, by the way he writes. And of course, the Spokesman Review, also known by many in the region as affectionately as the Socialist Review, not much unlike the Coeur d'Alene Pravda right across the border there. Somebody said, I've heard that before. What does that Pravda mean? Well, it's like calling the Spokesman Review the Socialist Review. Pravda, during the Soviet Union era, was the name of the Soviet Union ran newspaper, the publication in the Soviet Union. And Pravda means truth, which, of course, there was anything but the truth. It was just a platform for communist propaganda. So we also affectionately refer to the Coeur d'Alene Press as the Coeur d'Alene Pravda because of the long history of using that as a leftist platform. Some of their stuff's fairly objective. I remember years ago, the Coeur d'Alene Press used to take a tremendous amount of heat from the few liberals that were living in the area, accusing them of being a propaganda piece for the right-wing extremists, the conservatives, the Christian patriots, the constitutionalists. And the Coeur d'Alene Press took a lot of heat because they were objective, not only objective, but they actually did run a lot of articles that put conservative traditional values in a very positive light. And they took a turn to the left, a sharp turn to the left, several years ago when they took on this new senior editor. And ever since then, it seems like they've just been on this campaign to advance propaganda. And I mean, in the sense of propagating different ideas that has really undermined the conservative stance on various different issues. Well, the Spokesman Review's got this long-standing history of doing the same thing. So I'll just read part of this. And he writes in this article, "If you want to attract the approval of a lot of Idaho's elected lawmakers, to get them to, say, applaud you on the floor of the State House of Representatives, what you need to do is get your assault rifle and flak jacket, drive to a tense standoff with federal agents, find a good strategic position above the situation, a sniper position, say, and aim your gun right at those agents." Okay, what he's talking about is Eric Parker, what they call the Bundy sniper. The leftists like to call Eric Parker the Bundy sniper. Now, in my mind, Eric Parker, not unlike many of the Revolutionary War heroes who had various different tales that now we applaud them for their bravery and their courage. The British called them terrorists in that time, and now we hail them as heroes. Well, Eric Parker is one of those such modern day examples. This guy was not on an anti-government tirade. He showed up with a combat rifle, which is his duty and obligation and his right as an American. And he stood in protest along with other Americans as to the unlawful way that the BLM was behaving. So it was not until the BLM agents began pointing combat rifles at American citizens, threatening to shoot them, Americans who were unarmed, cowboys on horses carrying American flags, riding up to the gate with federal agents pointing combat rifles at them, threatening to shoot unarmed cowboys off of their horses for exercising their God-given rights and their constitutionally defined rights by shooting them off of their horses without due process, simply for walking their horses up to a gate to voice their views on the unlawful activities of the BLM. As soon as the threat started coming out from the federal agent's side that they were being prepared to take unlawful, lethal force against unarmed American citizens, Eric Parker, one of several, took up positions in Overwatch as a deterrent to those federal agents who were threatening to open fire on the citizens. And I believe Eric Parker and many others, I credit them with saving lives that day. When lives were being threatened, they provided a deterrent to it. So in my mind, he is a hero. And the Idaho legislature, several of the legislators, let me read this to you. The foregoing is an entirely unexaggerated true story. An Idaho man who has become a symbolic hero in the American redoubt for aiming his assault rifle at the feds. Not true. He wasn't aiming at the feds. He was pointed over them with his rifle in an Overwatch position. I have seen no evidence indicating that he was aiming his combat rifle. It wasn't an assault rifle, by the way, at the feds. Well, he was convicted of a federal misdemeanor for it. He was greeted with such enthusiasm by a number of Idaho lawmakers on January 19th that they had to be gaveled to order. What a great thing to get out of order over, right? Celebrating an American patriot. Bundy sniper Eric Parker was introduced in the House by Representative Dorothy Moon, and that Dorothy Moon is a patriot through and through. Quoted as a true conservative from Custer County, Moon told the Idaho Statesman's Rocky Barker that Eric Parker, has been misunderstood. He wasn't aiming his gun at the feds. She said he was just using his scope to get a better look. Right. And he was not aiming specifically at any officer. That's my understanding. But that's not what this leftist, Sean Vestal, points out. Well, the Bard of the American Redoubt posted an article, and I wanted to do this, but he did a good job. Let him deal with it. And I back him on this. Absolutely. It's Alex Barron from the Charles Carroll Society, which is a Catholic-based – well, he's a Catholic. He promotes a lot of Catholic – from a Catholic perspective on liberty and freedom and self-reliance. I have really come to like Alex Barron. I've met him several times, gone out to lunch, and I really like what he's doing. We complement each other very well. But it's interesting how the leftists try to make out the American Redoubt and keep trying to draw parallels between the American Redoubt and the neo-Nazis, which is very interesting because my friend Alex Barron over at the Charles Carroll Society. By the way, Charles Carroll, in case you didn't know it, Charles Carroll was the only Catholic to put his signature on the Declaration of Independence. And so he's a patriot and a Catholic. So that's where this blog, the Charles Carroll Society, took its name from. Now, we are very different in many ways. Alex Barron is Catholic and I'm Protestant. He's black and I'm white. But that's where our differences end. Both of us view the proper role of government in the same light, that government is necessary, that we're not anti-government, but that there are a set of rules called the Constitution that create the confines in which the government must operate. And when they operate outside of those confines, they are acting unlawfully. So it is our duty also, we both believe strongly, that it is our duty to point out when the federal government or state government, any government, operates unlawfully. In other words, outside of the confines of its charter or constitution. So we point those things out, including, well, any unlawful actions. That's our duty. But see, to do that, especially when you are a Christian conservative, somehow has become a vice in the minds of some of these people. So I was really happy. I want to read part of this article to you, just the first few paragraphs here. He writes, the spokesman review chooses. That's an excellent word. The spokesman review chooses to publish an article by Sean Vestal that is full of innuendo and false analogies about the American Redoubt, Eric Parker, and the 3% of Idaho. Now, the spokesman review not only chose to allow this piece of trash to be printed in their papers, this is not the first time the spokesman review has chosen to allow misinformation and maligning false and misleading information to be placed in their paper in an effort to undermine a largely Christian patriotic movement where conservative Christian-minded patriots that are have a mind toward self-reliance and preserving our heritage are strategically relocating from areas where they feel oppressed because of their beliefs and their faith. And they're heavily outnumbered, and they're moving to an area that is heavily conservative. And they're strengthening those already very conservative areas: Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and Eastern Oregon and Eastern Washington make up the American Redoubt. So that's what we're talking about here. This is happening faster than the leftists can even keep up with. They don't fully understand it because it is not a organized, orchestrated effort other than a few outlets such as James Rawls at the Survival Blog and Radio Free Redoubt and the Charles Carroll Society and Redoubt News and several others that have really joined with this, focused in to help kind of perpetuate this as something we see as viable, a viable way for us to preserve our American heritage when it is under assault in most of our country. So that's what the American Redoubt is. That's it. It's as simple as that. There's nothing more to it than that. There's nothing more mysterious about it than that. And it is changing. It is reinforcing and shoring up the demographics of an already very conservative area, which, of course, is going to be manifested in the politics and the type of elected officials that are chosen by that demographic. So that has the leftists, the socialists, the statists, the communists very alarmed. So let me continue reading this. Alex Barron writes, I reached out to Sean Vestal directly and explained to him how much of his article, The American Redoubt is Alive and Well in the Idaho Capitol as Bundy's Sniper Receives Hero's Welcome, was wrong. Sean Vestal's response was basically, so what? Which is not uncommon, actually. He said, I then sent a shorter version of the following article to their spokesman review editorial department to set the record straight. We'll see if they publish it. And I haven't seen if they have yet or not, but he writes, Sean Vestal's attempt to associate the American Redoubt to white supremacists is fake news and ludicrous. Sean said the Redoubt is more of an idea than a place, a dream of a Western haven for far-right revolutionaries that is not all that different from Richard Butler's view of the region. False and misleading. Richard Butler was a neo-Nazi and white supremacist from California who came to Idaho to try to start a white-only homeland, which is by far different than what the American Redoubt is. Local Idaho people eventually ran him out of town. Even other progressives from national and local publications admit that I, the American Redoubt, and other patriots are not some new version of white supremacy. The American Redoubt Movement is a political migration movement started by Army veteran, self-sufficiency author, and blogger James Rawls. It is focused on encouraging libertarian-leaning conservative Christians and Jews to consider moving to deeply conservative states to strengthen those states, what I just said. The American Redoubt focuses on political migration primarily to Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. And I would also add, actually, Eastern Washington. Not so much from people coming outside of the American Redoubt. Well, folks that are coming from the West Coast, Oregon and Washington West Coast, are gravitating strongly, heavily toward Eastern Washington because it is so much more conservative. But they're still under the rule of Olympia. And so that's created the impetus for creating Liberty State to break away from them. Anyway, the 3% is a nationwide American paramilitary patriot movement which pledges armed defense of the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. 3% movement was co-founded by Mike Vanderbo, who allegedly was formerly a member of far-left socialist groups, such as the Students for a Democratic Society and the Socialist Workers' Party, before becoming a right-wing activist, Christian libertarian, and anti-federalist. Michael Brian Vanderbo died in 2016 after a very long battle with cancer. Eric Parker from Haley, Idaho, was the vice president of the Idaho chapter of the 3%. Okay, so I'll let you go ahead and read that article for yourself. We'll post it in the highlights and resources posting from this show. But to suffice it to say, the leftists are still attempting to redefine the American Redoubt, and they're doing it in a misleading, disingenuous way, which is to be expected. But what also is to be expected is the pushback, that we're not going to allow those who are anti-Christian, anti-conservative, traditional patriot value-minded activists to undermine, well, they can't undermine it, but what they can do is they can persuade a few people who might not know the difference when they hear about the American Redoubt, and their only source is coming from a Spokesman Review driven, what appears to be an agenda by leftist writers who definitely and evidently do have an agenda. So the American Redoubt, you hopefully understand a little bit more about it, what it is, despite some of the lies, and those lies are being confronted. So I'm thankful for Alex Barron for doing that and stepping up. I want to encourage you to read the whole article there and continue tuning in. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the splitting the state. Some good articles that are coming out, and there's also some local publications making bad decisions as well as far as their coverage. And I'm going to, hopefully, if I have time, well, I'm not going to have a whole lot of time. So what we'll do is we'll take just a quick break and then give you a little teaser for what you can expect tomorrow night for our weekly podcast. Stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Hey, this is Jordan Page, and you're tuned into Radio Free Redoubt.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
Welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt. Segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites, riverfrontsuites.com, to find out more about the beautiful little place on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. If you need a place to go to lay your head while you're looking for property here in the American Redoubt. Okay, in the last couple of minutes, I want to cover just a couple of things. First of all, kudos to the Chihuahua Independent. They've ran some great articles covering from an honest perspective and shedding a positive light on the 51st State Liberty State movement. Good on them. They got a great article over here. We're going to put a We're going to put a link in the highlights and resources posting, splitting the state, new movement, state liberty, gaining traction in Stevens County. Good on them. And the out of Colville, though, the Statesman Examiner, not so much. They're scoring a D minus right now in their effort to, well, aid those who hate liberty movement, the God haters. They're giving them a full platform, way too much ink, in my opinion. And I'm going to talk about that. We're going to address some of this stuff tomorrow night. I saw on the Facebook posting, somebody gave the Movement for the 51st State, Liberty State Facebook page a one-star rating. He says, the whole page is just an echo chamber that gains any power it has through emotional as well as fear-based appeals. Well, that's interesting because his argument against the 51st staters based on emotional and fear-based appeals. It is an echo chamber. It's an echo chamber of those who are sick and tired of being oppressed, not having proper representation, and by having their will being overran by democracy, which is basically the mob ruling above and beyond the rule of law, outside the rule of law. They're basically, it's a mob ruling against the rule of law. That's what democracy is, the rule of the mob over the rule of law. And that's what's happening here. So those people that are sick of it are banding together and speaking out. And those that are opposed called it an echo chamber. So he's basically calling the Liberty State proponents hypocrites because you're supposed to stand for freedom and liberty. And then you're against, what does he pick? LGBT issues and marijuana. There are so many real issues, but I'm going to address that tomorrow night. I'm going to talk about freedom and I'm going to talk about liberty because these kind of people don't even know what the words mean and they don't even know the difference between freedom and liberty. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow night at our podcast, 8 p.m. Pacific at RadioFreeRedoubt.com live streaming. And you can call in on our call-in number. It's free to you, especially while it's not toll free, but pretty much everybody has free, unlimited, long distance with their cell phone services anymore. So join us then, RadioFreeRedoubt.com. I am John Jacob Schmidt. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. God bless.